tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Breaking news now from the North Pole. I'm Elf Rusty Bells reporting from the North Pole. Hours ago, Elf Ernest told us that history would be made later today, and we are fast approaching the time when he said it would happen. A short time ago, as reported here, all personnel at the North Pole were mobilized to launch positions. Joining me now is Elf reporter Mitch, who usually covers Santa's launch. Mitch, what can you tell me?
It's quite unusual, Rusty. Short time ago, alarm sounded calling all elves to station. That's really weird, Rusty.
How is that different than normal, Mitch?
Usually elf families, as they complete their work, will gather to the grandstand at Santa's stables and will wait for hours for Santa to launch. Now special shuttles have shown up to take them out to the new grandstand and they're being ordered to go there.
That is unusual. Is there anything else unusual about this?
Yes, Rusty, the grandstand this year is enclosed. It is heated with big screens located all around. There is lots of food inside, and it is a very, very safe and comfortable place.
Well, that's nice. Anything else?
Yes, it is located about a mile and a half away from where it was a year ago.
That is truly bizarre, Mitch. Thanks for the update. From the North Pole, where things are getting strange, I'm Elf Rusty Bells reporting for SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.